Welcome back to Community Connections, and bit of a change of pace. We've been talking to this Country Women's Association for the last hour, but each comes in the third Wednesday of every month for an hour. And well, I have with me this afternoon Maria, and that Maria is at each, and she's also involved with the Sexual Reproduction Clinic. Welcome, Maria.
Hi, Alan. Thank you very much for having me today.
Good to have you. First of all, Maria, I've got to ask you, what are the basic outlines of the clinic?
Sure. Okay, so basically, we're really excited about this new clinic.
It's fairly new, is it?
It's going to be opening up early November.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yep. So basically, it's going to be located in Each's iconic health centre at Yarra Junction, known to the local community as the Purple Church.
The Purple Church,
that's
yeah.
The one.
I was going to ask you
so
that.
So 2,468. Warburton Highway. Yeah,
yep.
Yarra Junction. So at this stage, the funding is allowing us to run the clinic for 4 hours a fortnight.
Well, that's not a lot,
out of
is
the
it?
Church.
Yep. Yep.
Well, at the moment, that's what we've got.
Yep.
We're going to look at to see when we're going to advocate, because we've really been wanting to do this for a while now.
Yep.
So we're going to take that on and then see what we can do from there.
Yep.
But basically, the service, we want it to be inclusive, appropriate, and a safe place. And we want people to be
confidential.
Absolutely, and that's a must.
Yep.
And we want people to be able to come here and provide them access to accurate and informative information about affordable methods of contraception,
yep.
Timely support in relation to unplanned pregnancy.
Yep. When we talk about that, this is counselling you're talking about?
Counselling as well as actually what you need to do if you're wanting to have a medical termination. Yes,
yep.
So both.
Yep.
So there's contraception advice, there's cervical screening, which is really important in terms of preventative health.
Yep.
Breast health, sexual transmitted infection, bloodborne virus checks.
Yep.
That's everything that can be done at the clinic.
I was going to say, so let's just go back a little bit.
Sure.
You do blood tests for any of these or do
so
have
we
to
will
go?
We will give you the script to go and get the blood test.
Yep.
But that's something that you can we can talk to you about in terms of discussion and counselling, and then
yep.
you can get the script and come back and be treated for that if
yep.
that's if anything comes out of that.
So a lady turns up,
mm-hmm.
She needs some advice. So first of all, let's just say we've got a lady listening today and she really needs your advice. So what we're going to give the details how to contact at 5 to 2, but if they've made a contact with you, they come in. So you, what happens then? You sit down and you...
So we have a discussion. So there's going to be a nurse and
yep.
there's going to be a GP. So the GP will
be... Oh, so there is a GP
absolutely.
There.
Now, yep. the GP is going to be a combination of telehealth and on-site.
Yep.
So depending on the GP availability, but
yep.
we're hoping that there will also be that on-site.
Yep.
Visit as well. So they'll be able to speak to us, and we're actually going to be able to speak to people once they've booked in with the Yarra Junction up at the Purple Church. They're going to get a call from the nurse, and we're
yep.
just going to run through, you know, what it is that they wanting to, you know, for us to help them with,
yep.
What's happening for them at the moment, and at least then we can figure out what it is we can do to help them.
So it's very driven by the client, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
What the client needs or feels they need.
And if that's something that can't be addressed or we can't actually help them at the actual clinic, we can do referrals to other services. So we can point them in the direction of where they might need to go and provide advice then and there as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. So
we've got... Yeah.
There you go.
We've got menstrual health care, we've got pregnancy and fertility care, pregnancy choices, and menopause care.
Yep.
So there you go.
And obviously, with the menopause, we're talking about older ladies here, aren't we, rather
yes,
than,
we are.
Than young people?
Yes.
So is there an age group that how low do you go and how high an age do you go?
Look, sexual and reproductive health spans the lifespan, so we don't have anything specific in terms of how young or how old.
All right, let me ask you a question, and I don't want to delve into these two things too far.
Sure.
But if it was a 16-year-old girl...
Yes.
Can they only come to you if they've got their parents with them or their own consent?
No, if they're 16, they're able to come on their own.
So what age can they come?
Well, they can... Yeah.
I'm not trying to... trap you.
No,
I'm
really
trying to let people see that at what age, if there are young And I suspect in some of these cases it is going to be young people that need advice, because some of them, unfortunately, the only advice they get is what kicks around the schoolyard, and is pretty bad. Mm. So how young a person would you be happy to see?
Well, look, we don't have anything specific at the moment, and it's really based on the practitioner at that point and what that person is coming in to discuss.
Yep.
And so we would go from there. So we would make sure that it's safe and inclusive enough and confidential enough for them to come in and just talk about what they're experiencing. And then we will go from there in terms of who needs to be there and...
So, because, I mean, back in the old days, it used to be that you had to have your parents there if you're under 18 and all that. But I know that high school I'm involved in, they have a doctor come in once, I think, a fortnight or something, and it doesn't matter how young the kids are, they can go and talk. So you're offering a service like that where there's no minimum age that... And they don't have to embarrass themselves, because some of these things they won't want to talk about in front of their parents.
That's right. And that's why it's really important to have that safe and inclusive place where they can go and know that it is confidential to discuss things that they're concerned about.
Concerned about. I've got to take a quick break. We've got some sponsorships popping up and that. We'll just take that and we'll be back with more. Welcome back. I'm talking to Maria from the EACH. We have EACH in every month, and Maria's with a sexual reproduction clinic. Now, what is reproduction health?
Well, sexual and reproductive health is really about the ability for someone to make choices and decisions about their life. So whether they want to consider when or whether they want to consider having children. Also about prevention of things like sexually transmitted infections, cervical screening, basically things, healthy relationships.
So when you, I don't want to get graphic here, but when we're talking about the screenings, will you be doing them there, or will you have the facility to send them off somewhere to have them done?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the screening, any cervical screening is able to be done there at the clinic. So the nurses that will be at the clinic will be able to provide them themselves as well. So it'll be a nurse-led clinic, and you'll have the GP there. So both the practitioners or both the clinicians will be able
to have...
Well, that'd
be good, because they're not going to come to you and then you say, oh, you're going to have to go on another day to Joe Blow, are you?
No, exactly. And it's great because cervical screening tests have... there's been some changes in that space recently. Yes. The great news is this test is now 5 years. As long as it's negative, you only have to do it every five, as opposed to what people may remember as the old Pap test, which was done every two. And recently, anyone that needs a cervical screening test can also have the choice to have a self-collection, which means they can come in, and if they're not comfortable with it or if they've delayed it because they just didn't like the previous experience or they just haven't gotten around to it for time, this is efficient, very effective, just as effective as having the test done the way that they used to have or the way that it is done with a speculum. And it's you still have to come in and speak to the clinician, speak to myself or one of the nurses or the doctor, and then you get given a little swab, very thin, easy, and that can be done at the clinic in the toilet, give it back to us, and Bob's your uncle.
So they don't have the embarrassment of other people being involved if that's what worries them.
Correct, yeah. Or if there's been any trauma in the past, anything like that, it's a great way to be able to provide this test.
Yeah, that's terrific. So they just do it while they're there.
Yep.
And then off they go. And then you if there's any, if it's positive, then you contact them at a later date and
Correct.
Say you need to come back.
Yep.
That's a terrific way.
It is great. And it's really good because we want to make sure that people that need this test are getting it done. It's the best way to prevent cervical cancer.
Yeah.
Because we know that most cervical cancer is basically led by changes in the cells of the cervix from human papillomavirus. A lot of people shed the virus themselves. Some people that don't, basically, and it's kept there and they don't know about it, that can change over time. So if we can get onto that early...
And the problem with all these cancers is if you keep putting them off or keep putting the tests off, then all of a sudden by the time you find it, it's too late, isn't it?
That's
one of the biggest problems.
That's right, absolutely.
Have you found that the ladies have been putting it off because of COVID? Have you got any experience that may be... I know I had the breast cancer people on a little while ago and prior to that I had the prostate cancer people, so we talk about this a bit. And I know both those were really worried that a lot of people had put it off because of COVID. A, because they didn't want to go there, and I think with the guys because it was just a good reason not to go. So do you think that's happened in some of these other cancers too?
They have said that it's definitely impacted on it, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we know 80% of women who develop cervical cancer have never been screened or haven't been screened regularly.
80%?
And so that number can definitely, it's been impacted over these last couple of years. And we can reduce this number just by encouraging more women to screen and make sure that that screening, what's important is that screening is accessible to them. So if we're able to provide that in Yarra Junction and the surrounding areas, that might be a decision that people might make and say, look, it's close by now, I'm just going to get this done.
Do you find that women are more inclined to want to have these tests? I know you don't deal with men, but men will put them off for any reason. So I'm not asking you to compare with the man, but I'm asking you, do they put it off themselves, or are women pretty good at getting some of these tests?
I think it's a combination. I think, you know, they can definitely... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I've just lost my train of thought.
All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Hi, this is Tegan. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Maria, we're talking about, or I'm talking to Maria from each of the sexual and reproduction clinic. If like we're talking about some of the diseases now or cancer and that, but let's take it up a notch and get it a bit lighter. If it's a young person or an older person, well, probably the older people have got a fair idea, but family planning, is that something that's covered by your clinic?
Yeah, absolutely it is, Alan. So really family planning is about deciding, you know, the number, the spacing and the timing people want to have children. And it's about providing them with access to that information so that they can have that informed choice and decide it themselves.
Yep.
So
your clinic's not going to say, oh, you shouldn't have a whole lot of children and they should be all that apart. You're not going to do that. You're going to give them the information and then make the decisions, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, definitely. So we're able to provide them with information about the options.
Yep.
So there's a number of methods available and a number of very affordable methods as well. And here at each, and we'll obviously touch on this, but there's no cost of coming to the clinic for a consultation.
Right.
And it's really only the cost of the actual medication or contraception device that you need to bring in for that to happen.
Yep.
So that's really great. And at the clinic now, with the outreach clinic, we'll be able to provide oral contraceptive pills, so implants, which are the things that can be placed in an arm, that can last 3 years. So long-acting reversible contraception is really where we want to make sure that the awareness is, because it's something that's very affordable. You put it in and you forget about it.
Yep.
So you don't have to continuously remember. And look, it's not for everybody. And that's why it's about choice and it's about identifying what's happening for you at this particular point in your life, what's going to work well for you, what can you afford. And in this place, we want to make sure that those options are affordable because sometimes they're not.
Yep.
So in terms of implants, they can be done depot, which is an injection. They can all be done at the clinic.
Yep.
Things like intrauterine devices that need to be put into the uterus, they can be done at Patterson Street at Ringwood.
Yep.
So we can have the first consultation here and then you can go Patterson Street and get that done there.
Yep.
Again, all bulk billed with a Medicare.
All right, so there's no cost to any of those or some of those at all.
No, and we just want to make sure that, you know, it's an inclusive service. So, you know, if you're a woman, if you're assigned female at birth, depending on any gender identity, we are able to accommodate, you know, to make sure that you're feeling safe and comfortable in that environment.
And I guess, and I'm asking you this, I guess you're not going to make the decision, are you? You're going to give them each various options and then they're going to go away or they're going to sit down with you and make the decision, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly right. We're going to find out a little bit of a history, you know. What medication are they on? Any past history that they've got?
Are they likely to forget to take something?
Yeah, what's going on in their lives at the moment? Yeah. Where do they think they're at and what we all, you know, as a collective, we'd together sit down and think what's going to work best for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, we're just going to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same song. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. In 10 minutes I'll be late for the door. I like that old.
Welcome back to Community Connections. And I should mention next Wednesday between 12 o'clock, we'll have Siri in to tell us what's going on. And at 1 o'clock, we'll have Cindy McLeish in to tell us what's going on. And then at 2 o'clock, between 2 and 3, we'll have Choice Tunes. And I've got the person all picked out. They're working on their songs at the moment, so it'll be a really great one. And a lot of you will have heard this person. They're not a presenter, but you will have heard them. It'd be great to find out a bit about their lives. So that's next Wednesday. But we're talking to Maria from Each about the sexual reproduction clinic that's opening up. Now, if somebody wants to come along and see you, do they need referrals from their own doctor or for somebody else?
So no one needs a referral, self-referral. So all we're going to, I can give you the number, and it's calling the Yarra Junction, the Purple Church, and booking in an appointment, really. So nothing needed from a GP or a specialist or anyone.
Right. So they rock up to the church, they have a consultation with you. Now, you're not going to take over all their medical problems, are they, or any other issues they've got other than the sexual reproduction clinic. So you're not asking them to drop their doctors, are you?
Definitely not. So it's really about keeping their regular GP, and it's working simultaneously. It's working together with them. So it is a specialised clinic, and it's so we're definitely not taking over, and we wouldn't be able to. So it's making sure that you've still got those links with a GP and someone that you can go to.
And I guess if they're – I guess I'm only guessing, so I'm asking, am I right? If – during this clinic and you've got your doctor online or whatever it might be, mm-hmm. I guess he can refer things back to the person's doctor too, can't they? If he found something that he thought was abnormal, then I guess he'd be quite happy to go back to her doctor, normal doctor, wouldn't she?
And, yes. So the doctor we've got will be, she'll be able to pass on results, and that's what they'll do, make sure that they've got that in place, so that if something's coming up, that the GP will also be able to follow that up if required.
Now, you just said something that we should have said really early in the piece.
What was that?
And that is, she is a doctor, because yes, particularly if some of the guys are listening, not every guy likes their wife for some reason to be involved with a male doctor. So we should have stressed that really early on. The doctor that you're using,
yes,
is a she.
Yes, yes.
So that's
correct.
Probably it doesn't worry the women so much, but that should break down some of the barriers too.
Yeah, definitely, and make it a comfortable space. And yep. Dr. Russell's really experienced in sexual and reproductive health, so.
Yep.
She works at our other clinic. So
I was going to say, you know the doctor, do you?
We work closely together. Yeah. And the good thing is that the clinics will be very closely, we'll be working closely. So the clinics at Ringwood East, we've got clinics running from Monday to Thursday.
Yep.
And so the GP's also working at that clinic as well as coming out here.
All right. So that's good. Mm. All right. Well, look, we'll take one more quick break.
Sure.
And we'll be back with more.
Okay.
This thing, call up, deep right, black lady, don't cry. gotta be cool, relax, get hit, and get on my tracks. Take a land a hitchhike, take a long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready.
Ready,
raise a little thing all the way.
Welcome back to Community Connections. And of course that was Queen and Crazy Little Thing Called Love. And we talked to Maria and she's with Each. Well, I was just saying, when off air, when I go to my doctor, he clocks you in, 10 minutes later you're out the door. So you've got to get in, all the things that you need to tell him, he's got to do an examination of whatever it is and out and tell you what's wrong. So is it going to be like that, or are you going to have some... Pardon me, longer appointments.
Yeah, that's quite common, isn't it?
Yep.
And it's definitely, it is. And there's so much you need to say. You can't get it in that short time frame. No. So we're really lucky in that we do provide long consultations, and that's for every consultation. So it might be that it might only take 15 minutes, but the half an hour slot is there if you need it. And if you need more time, we can accommodate for that.
So what costs are involved? We haven't covered that.
Good one, very important,
yep.
No cost. So as long as you've got a Medicare card,
yep.
That will be bulk billed, and the nursing clinics are free. So there's no cost at all.
And we did start at the early on in the interview talking about who is eligible. So let's just run past that again. Basically, any lady any female can access the service, basically no age group either end?
No. So anyone that is female or assigned female at birth, identifies as that, can come into the clinic and talk about anything relating to sexual and reproductive health and any of those areas that we covered today.
So is there a link between sexual health and a normal person health? A person's normal health? Is there a correlation between the two?
Yeah, they definitely go hand in hand. And if you're unable to make an informed choice regarding, you know, your pregnancy or, you know, it impacts on mental health and well-being.
Yep.
And that's definitely indicated in a lot of research and data out there. So we want to make sure that improving sexual and reproductive health improves overall health and well-being.
Right. One other thing we haven't covered is you're talking about long appointments that they can do. Is a person only entitled to one visit? Like they have to give you everything at once, or can they, if there's a couple of multiple problems, can they then come back to you again, or what's the score?
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. So it just depends on what they're coming in for. If it's something as simple as, you know, I want to have a quick STI check, or, you know, and that might be just one or two appointments.
Yep.
If it's around, but the good thing is that because we've got those long consultations, we're able to have a thorough history taken. And so if there's anything missing or anything that they, you know, need that they haven't thought about, we can help them with that while they're there.
And I was also thinking of like family planning and things the likes of that. It's not a case of coming in today, being told, and then go away and do something about it. They can actually come back and you know, maybe in a couple of months' time and say, well, this is not working for me or I think this. Or so it's not a case of one shop, in the door and out the door again.
No, and that's why it's really important to have a safe and inclusive environment. Takes time. You've got to build trust, rapport with that particular person. And so you might not get what you want, or they might not be able to tell you what they want at that first consultation. It might come back out later on down the track.
Well, it could very easily be too that they're shy or embarrassed.
Yeah.
And so therefore they tell you half the story today, and then they think, get away, and they think, oh, I should have said this, I should have said that. If they can come back again, well, I mean, that really makes it a lot better, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. Or if there's something like an unplanned pregnancy and we're assisting with that, then yep. it might be about long-acting contraception afterwards as a follow-up. Yep. So that's all something that, you know, that's something that we can help them with.
Yeah. So, and again, it's confidential.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get better than that. It's free.
Yep.
And I guess you're going to be dealing with all women.
Yes.
Yep. And I don't want to be sexist, but a lot of women don't want. Some are happy to go to a male doctor. Some just don't want to.
No, if they, yes, so there will be a, you know, a female doctor.
But not only that, I mean, it's all nurses.
Yes, so the nurses are there, yeah, and it's a great supportive team up at Yarra Junction. The Purple Church is a fantastic service. And people might already know it in the community. You know, they've got the counselling services already there.
Yeah. Oh, we've had people from up there in.
Yes, I'm sure you have.
So they know all about that. All right, look, we're going to take a quick break. Maria's got to get away shortly. So if you get yourself a piece of paper and a pencil, Maria will give you all the contact details. We'll play one song, which is the Rolling Stones and a Honky Tonk Woman, and then we'll be back, and you'll listen to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. It's 12 minutes to 2, 23 degrees. We're aiming for 24 sunny. So if you grab that bit of paper and pencil, we'll be in business. Now, just before we do ask you, give you all the contact details for Maria and each at the sexual reproductive clinic, Maria, we're talking about, in a lot of ways here, happy families. We've been talking about, you know, the wife who comes along who maybe wants some advice on contraceptive and contraception and a variety of other things and you know, cancer checks and all that. What about we get a person who's been through a very traumatic experience, and they find up themselves in a maybe pregnant or something the likes of that. Can this clinic cope with that, or is that not something that you can cope with?
Yeah, so that's something that someone's able to come book an appointment in for, as long as it's not something that is needing to be addressed quite quickly and they're happy to wait, or they can wait for that appointment. So yeah, it's definitely something that we're able to talk to them about, and also to, you know, for referral pathways, for appropriate counselling services, you know. So, and yeah, yes, definitely.
Because I'm thinking a case like that too, that very often that person may need to be supported, even to the point of going to the police with them. Now, I don't suspect each can do that, but do you have counsellors in other parts of it? Oh, hang on, I've got to go. Sorry about that.
No.
Do you have counsellors that could help them through the other issues as well?
Yeah, so there's if it's something that is serious, like as in an emergency, then it's a really... You're already waiting for a service that's fortnightly to go to.
Yep. All right. That's what we want to know. All right. I've just got to go and have a cough. But while I'm having a cough, if you could please give everyone the phone numbers. I know you've said that you're not quite ready to take appointments yet. And also your website where they could look it up, please.
Absolutely. Okay. So you can call directly to each Yarra Junction. So the number for that is 5967-5800. So that's 5967-5800. That's for the Purple Church. So you can ring and make an appointment early November. So we don't have an exact date yet of opening, but it'll be a soft opening. So it'll be around early November. If you give them a call, they'll be able to give you that date then. Now, we've got the Each website. So that is each.com.au. And we'll be posting something on that, giving you more details about the service. And there's also the wider Each number. So that's 1300 00 3224. So that's 1300 00 3224.
Maria, thanks for that.
That's okay. Look,
I wish you well in this new clinic. I think it's something that's desperately needed. Again, we should mention two or three things. That is not judgmental. They'll get the help that they need. And the other thing is that any lady can go. And I think the other thing is that there's no cost. That it, as long as you've got a Medicare card, it'll be bulk billed.
Yeah, safe, accessible and affordable and inclusive. That's what we want to aim for with this clinic.
Can't ask for more than that, can you?
No, thanks, Alan.
Maria, I wish you well. I hope it goes really well. I'd like to talk to you sometime in the new year sometime. We'll get Daniel to, when it's actually up and running, and we can, not that we want to know the anything about the cases that you'll see, but we certainly hope to hear a bit about how it's going, and I wish you well.
Be great to be back. Thanks, Alan.